22. For every creature. For every creature dwelling on the earth, except for some of them that hate the sun, the time of toil is while it is still day, and when the sky illuminates its stars, some return home, some nest within the wood, to take some rest at least until the dawn. But I find, from time to time, the rosy dawn begins to shake the shadows from the earth, waking the animals in every wood, no respite from my sighs beneath the sun. Then when I see the flaming of the stars, I go in tears, now longing for the day. And when the evening chases the bright day, and our dusk sets the stage for others' dawn, I gaze with heavy heart at the cruel stars that molded me a frame of feeling earth, and curse the day that I first saw the sun, which makes me seem a wild man from the wood. I do not think that ever in a wood so cruel a beast has fed by night or day, as she for whom I weep in shade or sun. First sleep does not abate my tears nor dawn, for though I am a mortal body of earth, my unwavering desire is from the stars. Before I travel back to you, bright stars, or plunge amid the hopeless lover's wood, letting my body turn to crumbling earth,